My name is Yingming Xiong. I am a senior at Riverside, and I am currently the senior president.
I am Milton Byers. I am senior class vice president. So Mango is my partner here.
You've been collecting signatures in opposition to metal detectors in your school. Would that be correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Why?
We are not criminals. We are scholars. We come to school for one purpose, and that is an educational purpose. We did not come to school to be searched. I believe that this tarnishes the school reputation. As an outsider point of view, putting myself in that situation, I would probably think that Riverside must have done something wrong. They must have had some violent event that had caused them to have metal detectors, because that's the number one reason why we would install metal detectors. And as incoming freshmen, you would kind of be a little scared. A lot of times over the media, we always have received bad news about MPS. MPS is bad at this. MPS have not reached the standards of this. However, hopefully through this message and, you know, through this cause, we are able to get a better perspective.
Basically, we feel that, you know, the metal detectors are an invasion of privacy more than anything. I feel like they're checking our book bags, and we have intel because we are student council and we are the first to know things before students do, that, you know, it's not they're ensuring safety, but they're not checking every student every morning. They're doing a count off, such as like every third person or every second person, you know. But what happens to that person that might actually have something that doesn't get checked, you know? If it's not going to be done completely, why do it at all? And I also feel that Riverside, we've never had an issue. We've been here for 100 years. We've never had an issue as far as safety. And I feel like they're fixing something that isn't broken. You know, it's just never been a concern of mine. You know, it's never been something I've even discussed with friends among my table. Like, what if this were to happen? What would we do? Yes, it is possible. But I feel like if a kid wakes up with an intention to hurt someone at school today, a metal detector won't stop them.
Why wouldn't you want to ensure your safety by saying, okay, everyone just goes through the metal detector and we know that no one has anything and now we can get on in our learning environment?
That's why we encourage, instead of this school, the school board using this money to fund metal detectors, for them to fund extracurricular activities, career-like activities, like social justice, culinary classes, engineering classes, to get the students involved. In that way, being more involved and developing a relationship where they are able to openly express their feelings to teachers, security guards, or staff or faculty inside a school.
What would you like to see happen?
My goal that I have in mind is to move up the chain and eventually get to the school board and have our voice as students from the bottom to be heard. Because to my understanding, we are in a democratic system. So in relation, we are the people trying to get our voices heard.